This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We got at least a partial update this morning on the General Motors ignition switch debacle, specifically the victim compensation part of it. Kenneth Feinberg, the lawyer hired by GM to handle the payout fund, says he has found 19 deaths eligible for payments so far. That's out of 125 claims submitted in just the past 6 weeks or so. The balance are still being reviewed, so in theory, the total could grow. There was an investigative piece in the New York Times yesterday, meanwhile, about the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA for short, and its role in this case and many, many others. Rebecca Ruiz shared the byline on the Times story. Rebecca, good to have you with us.
Hello, good to be here.
Tell us, first of all, would you, what NHTSA does?
NHTSA oversees the auto industry. It's an arm of the Department of Transportation, and it regulates car safety in the U.S. They have the ability to force a recall. They have the ability to force an automaker to answer a question. They have subpoena power. And they have not required responses to some questions about some critical accidents that have been reflective of major defects over the last decade.
When was the last time that NHTSA actually ordered a recall, came out and said to a car maker, you know what, this is not good, recall them now. Do it.
35 years ago in 1979. Now, what the agency would say is that automakers have been more cooperative and it's been more of a dialogue back and forth, but the idea that they have not gone to that furthest step it's been remarkable for 35 years.
So talk to me for a second about, just for instance, NHTSA and General Motors and some of the ignition switch problems that have been well documented. How on top of that was this agency?
Well, that defect, as you may know, goes back. It has a long history, more than 10 years. The agency received complaints as early as 1997. And up until the very month that the recalls began in February, NHTSA was responding to drivers who were writing in saying, unfortunately, there's not enough evidence for us to open an investigation, but thank you for writing.
One of the things you point out in this article is that NHTSA does not devote a significant, I think it's fair to say, chunk of its budget to safety investigations. It's like 1% out of a $900 million budget, $800 million budget.
Correct. It's about $10.6 million this year, and the agency has sought more money for different divisions, but not for its safety defects investigation. And that really reflects some of the priorities we felt in the agency's budgeting process.
As part of those investigations, NHTSA does what's called, and I think I'm getting this right, maybe you guys paraphrased it in the Times, death inquiries where there have been fatalities and NHTSA goes out and asks the car maker questions about these incidents, right?
Correct.
Okay. And some of the questions, in fact, the key question in that request for information was optional. It was what do you think caused this accident? They're asking the car makers, and the car makers didn't have to answer that?
No. The agency was asking manufacturers three questions. Please submit some materials, a police report, anything you might have on file. And so there are these documents that come through. In some cases, with black box data, with actual evidence that provides some clues. And we looked at about 100 and found only 4 cases in which an automaker did not bluntly say, we will choose not to respond to your question because we understand that it is optional.
And just to give the Times some props, NHTSA has now changed that policy, right? The question is mandatory?
Yes, it has. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just a couple days ago on Friday, when we asked yet again about this optional question, the agency indicated that it has changed it and will require going forward automakers to assess the cause of a crash, to say what happened.
Rebecca Ruiz from the New York Times. Rebecca, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks a lot.